Welcome today to Outpouring from the Throne Room with Guy and Betsy Dice. Today's podcast is especially important if you are over 40 years of age, because at 40, most of the people are saying, over the hill. Well, God's not saying that. And the scriptures today, I pray, are going to be an encouragement for you, will strengthen you. You're not too old to realize your dream. If it's God's dream, you're never too old. Here are some proofs that we want to share with you.
We start with people from the Bible. The first one we're going to consider is Noah, Genesis 9:28 through 29. Do the math, and you come up with Noah entering the ark when he was 600 years old. And I thought I'd made a mistake, but if you look at Genesis 7:6, it confirms this. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. And all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.
Abraham. In Genesis 21, 1 through 8, and the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. And Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah had bore to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son, being 8 days old, and God, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son was born unto him.
And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned.
And when Sarah bore that son, she herself was 90 years old. Senior citizen, can you imagine that? That's God in action. Let's look at Moses. Grown man, when he was killed, the Egyptian, and fled, sojourned in Midian. Had an encounter with the Lord in the burning bush, was used by the Lord and his rod to cause Pharaoh by the plagues to let his people go and hold back the Red Sea for Israel and close it over the Egyptians, and led the children of Israel, held up his arms for God to grant victory in battle. Exodus 7, 8 through 12 tells us this.
Note, this is a different use for the rod. We must be sensitive to his leading. As he was older, he was given a different assignment. As you are older, you may be given a different assignment.
Just as God has given Betsy and I a different assignment in our old age. We're nowhere near 100. We're getting there. I'm like 78 at the time of this podcast. Zachariah and Elizabeth, who had bore the son that we call John the Baptist. In Luke 1, 5 through 25.
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Good name. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John.
One thing I want to point out here, it said that fear came upon him. Boy, when he's in the temple where nobody's supposed to be but him. I know this feeling. My wife has a tendency of coming into the room without telling me and standing behind me. And I literally hit the ceiling when I realized that she's there. I can imagine what Zacharias felt like when here he's in the temple by himself with just the Lord, and all of a sudden, here's an angel.
I want to point out just one thing. For thy prayer is heard. Now, how long he prayed this prayer, you know, he must have prayed it for years and years and years and years and years. Perhaps at some point he came gave up. Maybe this was a prayer even for a long time ago when he thought that it was possible for Elizabeth to still have a child.
Very possible. In verse 14, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord after their God.
And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season.
I want to point out something here. You see how important it is for you to immediately receive and accept what the Lord is telling you? Don't start questioning it. If you do, the Lord might teach you a very significant lesson. Zachariah's lesson was he couldn't speak until the child gave birth.
And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men.
Simeon and Anna are another example of God bestowing his love upon an old, old, old person. Luke 2:21 through 38 says this, And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem and presented him to the Lord. We call this a baby dedication. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is aid in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons.
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Israel.
And let me say this about Anna. She served in the temple of the Lord as a widow, but also, as God acknowledged her, as a prophetess. For when she spoke, she was speaking the words of the Lord. Let's take a look at some verses here that I think are very important to this podcast. Romans 11:29, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Old person growing old in age, what God has called you to do doesn't stop because you're getting old. It doesn't matter. And as I told you earlier, I'm 78. You can deduce for yourself my wife's age. But the cold, hard fact is we are way up there in years, and God has not for one moment altered the calling he's put on our life. He's changed what we do, but the calling is still the same. It never changes.
They shall still bring forth fruit in their old age. Psalm 92:13-14. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing.
Let's stir up the gifts a little that God has given us. Worship to bring forth prophecy. Consider, if you will, when you're worshiping, what happens? God starts to speak to you. And when he starts to speak to you, then maybe you should be speaking also that which God shares with you.
Second Kings 3:15 through 16. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches.
And the other thing is the laying on of hands. Brothers and sisters, if you've been called a minister of Christ, do not neglect the laying on of hands. That means putting forth those that God wants to be serving him. 1 Timothy 1:6-7 says, Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gifts of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me.
Will you come in to invite him in? Will he join you at the table? Will you allow him to sup with you and share with you his desires? You may have a dream, but listen to the Lord. He may have a better dream in store for you. This is the time, old man, old lady, whether you're over 40 or over 60 or over 70 or over 80, even over 90, God still has a dream for you. Continue to fulfill that dream. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and go forth in his power and his might until we see him face to face. God bless you.
That the Lord is good, his love.